I've seen some really nice houses.
Yeah, but they're not new. They're quite, well, I would say that most of them should be about 25 years old.
They've just been well kept and redecorated?
Oh, that's the Timbercrest area. There is a newer area that's only about a year to 2 years old on the other side of Scott off and off McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Honey Circle. It has some very nice houses, but the houses in the Timbercrest area are very nice houses. Some of the people who live there when it was a white community are the people who live on the west side of town now in the more exclusive neighborhoods.
Like River Oaks?
No. Well, out Westheimer, out around the Galleria area.
Mm-hmm. I noticed there's something. I was driving along here the other day. There's a tennis classic thing, the Ebony Tennis Classic.
Oh, over there, yeah. That's something that has just cropped up. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, that area on that side, you know, where that neighborhood
mm-hmm.
is down the street from it,
that's the honey?
Yeah, the Honey Circle.
Yeah,
that's
those look new.
They are new.
What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Marshland.
Okay. What if it's got a lot of trees growing in it? It's wet like that, but a lot of big trees in it.
I can't think offhand.
Do you ever call it a swamp? Or
oh, no, I haven't, but I'm familiar with that.
What do you think of as a difference?
I don't know. There isn't very much difference, is there, between a swamp and a marsh? Well, swamp, I guess, because of trees. God.
If we're talking about land, a swamp and a marsh.
Okay. Alan, would you go back in there, please? Because you're going to crack me up. You heard that, you know. Yes, we're talking about swamps and stuff like that. Okay.
What would you call it if it's salt water?
What salt water?
If it's swampy or marshy, but with salt water instead of fresh water.
I don't know.
And?
What is it?
This
swamp?
Yeah, if you think of a
salt water swamp.
Okay. If you wanted to get the water off the swamp, you'd say you wanted to
drain it.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
Ditch.
Okay. Would you still call it a ditch if you had it deep enough and wide enough for a small boat to go through?
It could be called a canal.
And what do you call the salt water that you have here? What's that?
What do you mean? Like ocean or?
Okay, smaller than an ocean.
Lake?
What about surrounded on three sides by land?
Island?
Or what do you have on?
Peninsula.
Okay, or what do you call the water that's surrounded?
The bay.
Okay. And here, what's the name of the bay here?
Galveston Bay.
And what is that opening to?
The Gulf Ocean.
Huh?
Gulf.
Okay. And if you had a small stream of water, you'd call that a
lake or river?
What if it's smaller than a river?
Stream.
What else?
Creek.
Okay. What if it's a little larger than a creek?
Pond.
Okay. What about a bayou?
Bayou.
What's the difference between a bayou and a creek?
I don't know.
What are the names of some of the creeks in